Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Podcast, Multimedia Men Podcast,
whoa, whoa,
number
whoa,
16.
Heyo!
Hey-o. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gotti Elkon.
What's up?
Adam Conway.
Yeah.
And Andrew Conway.
Yep.
And here is our section. we're in December now. It's cold in Dallas. We just had an ice storm. And we're all alive. And we're going to talk about December movies that are coming up and that have come out that you should check out.
Like Christmas, everybody.
And, not in the movies, though. Adam, do you want to lead us?
Yeah, like movies that came out December 6th, not necessarily in your area, but like in the big two, LA and New York. We had Out of the Furnace that starred Christian Bale, Casey Affleck, and Woody Harrelson.
It was okay.
It's really good acting. Woody was excellent.
5.5 out of 10.
It bombed at the box office, unfortunately.
It wasn't. It was. Yeah, so, it was too long.
It's not Winter's
it's
Bone.
It's not for everybody.
It's not Winter's Bone.
That's why I compare it to most of Winter's Bone. So.
And it's not.
And we also had The Last Days on Mars starring Liev Schreiber.
I didn't see that.
I think it didn't open many places. I think
limited
to be
was that open here?
It's a VOD release. So.
Yeah,
I was about to say, we haven't seen that.
But yeah, he gets left behind on Mars and kind of a terrible story.
Quality actor.
Yeah.
Quality actor.
And in limited release, we also have the Coen brothers, Inside Llewyn Davis on December 6th. So
seeing that.
We're all seeing that like this week.
It opens wide on the 20th. So, yeah.
Can't wait to see that.
Seeing it right
it is great. The music is so phenomenal. So
can't wait.
Another T-Bone Burnett shout out, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I love Justin Timberlake and Carey Mulligan's song the best. So
I like Carey Mulligan.
Then December 13th, we have a couple movies. The biggest being the sequel to The Hobbit. The Hobbit Desolation of Smaug.
Are you sure that's the biggest one coming out this week? Are you sure?
So I got a big dinosaur dragon thing.
It's another 3-hour movie that nothing
Smaug.
Happens. Smaug.
Really. I heard
you guys
it was
say
awesome.
His name right. Smaug.
We'll see, hopefully.
Is he a good guy?
Desolation
no
of Smaug.
More, no more, hopefully no more 30-minute dishwashing scenes. We'll see.
The solution of Smoog.
We also have a Tyler Perry Madea Christmas.
Heck yes.
With Larry the Cable Guy as the white comedian.
Does Tyler Perry
actor.
Star in it?
He does.
Oh, this is the movie that Aziz Ansari is going to be an extra in.
He paid that charity to be a charity.
Did he walk it by? Is that Aziz or Madea?
Aziz walking by Madea in the bar.
That's great.
We also have Saving Mr. Banks, which is Disney's film about the making Mary Poppins.
Which they cut out him smoking cigarettes. Another reason why Disney can suck it.
Smoking's bad, man.
He smoked! Show it!
He was also an anti-Semite, too.
Why don't they show that? Corset's eyes.
That's a different movie.
But it stars Tom Hanks and Emma Thompson. And Colin Farrell plays Emma Thompson's dad, which I heard he's good in it. So
I heard it was good.
You also have Jason Schwartzman as the music writer for Mary Poppins and B.J. Novak.
I know that. That's awesome.
Get some people in there. And then another movie in limited release that comes out on the 13th is American Hustle.
Can't wait. See that tomorrow.
It's awesome. Christian Bale again, you know. Quality actors and actresses.
I can't wait to see Jennifer Lawrence.
Amy
Adams.
Jennifer
They're
Lawrence,
both
Amy
awesome.
Adams.
Looks good.
Jeremy
looks
Renner good. And Bradley Cooper with the perm.
Christian Bale looks amazing too. That comb
he
over.
Gained like 40 pounds. He shaved his head and did a comb over. So those are the bigger movies coming out on the 13th. Then on the 18th, we have Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
It's going to be amazing.
Biggest movie of the
it's
year.
Gonna
right
it's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
They
money
have been marking the hell out of that
Do
movie.
You think... Do you think it'll make over 500 million?
Yes.
Maybe.
Worldwide,
I would say 400 is what I'm thinking.
That's going to be huge.
For an already
huge
comedy,
hitter,
but the money they made in marketing alone already
comedy
is ridiculous.
Comedy sell.
And I guess
comedy doesn't sell.
And you know, the sale of Dodge cars have gone through the roof because of his advertising.
Yeah, the Dodge, the scotch they're putting out, the ice
the Dodge
cream.
Durango.
Scotch.
Yeah.
Looks delicious.
And he was on SportsCenter, wasn't he, recently?
Yeah.
Like he said, they're everywhere.
Like, he's literally everywhere. Right now,
actually, SportsCenter got get pushed back, but he's pretty much been on everything.
It's awesome.
Also, opening limited release in LA, New York is Spike Jonze's Her.
I can't wait to see that.
Which
saw
is
it,
but phenomenal. Yes, it is really, really good.
But it's released wide in January.
But yeah, I definitely recommend checking it out when you can. Like the music and the whole design of the whole movie is just great.
I can't wait.
And funnily enough, Spike Jonze had a small cameo in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Really?
Yeah, which is coming out
Who was he in Wolf of Wall Street?
He was in the Investor Center. He was the boss that, awesome. that he interviewed with for the first time.
Ah, I didn't even pick that up.
Then on December 20th, we have Walking with Dinosaurs in 3D.
I'm debating on whether to see that Saturday.
It looks pretty good.
Well, it's like better than they're Batman talking, but their Superman? Mouths aren't moving.
So?
So it's, it looks just looks weird. It's like old school.
Didn't affect Bane.
Touché, Gotti, touché.
Same movie?
Maybe. So that's a good one for the kids, you know, since there's not, actually there's all these hardcore
Frozen
drama.
Was good for the kids, yes. Too.
Then on Christmas Day, we have a plethora of films. Yes. About, you know, about 10
yes,
or so.
It's plethora.
We have plethora. Mr. Keanu Reeves returning to the screen with 47 Ronin.
Vomit.
Which, I can't wait to see that. Looks
which
awesome.
Bombed in China.
Really?
You know why? Because it has
looks
brains.
Awesome.
That's why. Well, it's a sequel to 46 Ronin, right?
Shut up. Isn't it a comic? Graphic
yeah.
novel?
Yeah. And it was like a Blacklist screenplay, too. So
Blacklist. Franklin?
And what? Then Wolf of Wall Street right? is going to be making its debut on the 25th. It is so good. Scorsese, DiCaprio, Jonah Hill. It's actually a lot funnier than I thought, but it works. Everything all around. So it's also pretty graphic on the
Kyle Chandler.
Yeah.
Didn't they have to edit some sex scenes to get the
It is. It R? Was going to be NC-17. It still looks like it could be when you watch
didn't
it.
Didn't they edit it down like an hour?
Well, no,
it's almost 3 hours as of right now. It was 2 hours 54 minutes, and like you know, he had a pretty good long cut.
It was like 3 hours. And...
3 hours 15 minutes was the cut he had you know had originally. Now
it's down to 2:45.
Yeah. Why can't Scorsese get a 3:15 and cut? If Scorsese can't get it, that's
yeah, the
sad.
Movie didn't even feel like it. Was, I don't. Didn't
it could
like
it could have been longer. Definitely, it didn't feel you know long to me.
Yeah.
We also have Grudge Match, pairing up De Niro and Stallone to old.
Every time I see this trailer, kind of want to go see it.
I want to see it.
Taxi Driver,
Kevin Hart, and
it's pretty funny.
I want to see it. Raging Bull.
You know, so
it looks pretty funny.
And you don't have to hit everything. We're just here to pick up the meat.
That sounds good.
We also have Ben Stiller's
Secret Life, Walter Mitty.
So yeah, for this year.
Who were we talking to? The original was he. Oh, Peter. Yeah, Peter was talking about how he just can't see him
Peter.
Well, because the original started Danny Kaye.
Yeah, Danny
Peter
Kay.
Martin.
And it was more about you know different TV shows.
Some of us don't know Peter.
Peter.
Okay. So this is he's kind of broadening it. I like Ben Stiller's.
Speaking
movies
of broadening,
I love his movies.
So.
I love her in it.
Yeah.
And
Adam Scott's the villain. He looks awesome with the beard.
He's a good villain.
Don't forget good with the beard, the full beard.
Yeah.
Don't forget the sequel to Never Say Never.
Oh yeah, the Justin Bieber documentary.
We also have in limited release so Jason Reitman's new movie Labor Day with Josh Brolin and Kate Winslet.
That's out.
It's coming out in limited release. So it probably
okay.
That actually looks
January
really good.
At the push.
Yeah,
that looks really good.
He's a good director. Maybe
I'm
better
serious.
Than his daddy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And we also have, based on the popular play, August Osage County, with a whole group of
Meryl Streep
actors.
Yeah. I was immediately turned off by the concept of the movie, but then I saw the trailer and actually
apparently
it's a
Roberts
wonderful play.
Really
Tracy Letts, who's done some of the wildest crap
looks
out there.
Interesting.
It's darker.
I
hope they keep
it
as dark as the play, because the play is pretty dark.
Yeah.
It tears apart a family. It's awesome.
And then finally, I guess, on December 27th, we have Lone Survivor, Peter Berg's Mark Wahlberg movie.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah
but I wasn't joking. The
it's
Justin Bieber documentary Believes coming out also on Christmas.
Yeah, well.
So, Gotti will be there.
You know, he got, he was in Europe or something. And he was tagging a wall, and he got killed. I hope.
No, he didn't.
Oh, no. But
so,
he did.
Sorry,
did
Gotti.
He, spread that rumor, y'all. Justin Bieber's dead.
He just made another $1 million
and the Walrus.
In the 10 seconds you were talking, so.
He's dead?
No.
He's dead. Walrus. Kill him.
He's the Walrus.
But yeah, those are the movies coming out in December. You know, it's tons of quality. Mm-hmm. You know, these are all your big Oscar hopefuls.
Yeah, I think Wolf of Wall Street's going to inch in there.
Well,
yeah.
I think also, yeah.
It's American Hustle's getting like a lot of push.
I know.
Now.
I'm excited for American Hustle.
Weinstein Company's also releasing a Mandela film.
Oh, yeah. Mandela Long Walk to Freedom.
We weren't a big fan of that one.
Yeah.
I love Idris Elba, but
I think
he's
trying
not
to push
right.
It out. Yeah,
and it was very. It's a good director, Justin Chadwick.
Hell of a timing
it,
for that movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah. What they could have? Wow.
Yeah.
What's that? All right. Well.
All right. Well, that's the December movies for 2013, the last month of this year.
Why couldn't Mandela have lived and Bieber died?